Welcome to Folk in Tune, the podcast where youth connects through the vibrant threads of traditional music. Join us on the journey of exploring folk sounds from around the globe. Folk in Tune, a youth discussion.
Greetings to our dear listeners and welcome to our podcast, Folk in Tune, a youth discussion at Radio Ara, where we explore different cultures through music. My name is Lorena and I'm here with Susna from Eritrea. How are you doing today, Susna?
I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah.
All right. Today you bring us an Eritrean song by a well-known artist. And before we delve into the song itself, I would like to ask you about your relationship with the traditional music from your homeland.
It's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you listen to it frequently or are you more into other things, other genres?
Yeah, I like to explore, but I listen to it often.
What is the title of the song you recommend us today and what's the name of the artist?
Okay, so the title is Bezzellenayo. It means wherever we are. It's by the songwriter, music producer, music arranger. He did everything. His name was Abraham Afwerki. And it's from the album Samai. It means the sky.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, let's give this song a listen.
Rahana say, "Bezzellenayo,
Alright, Sosna, we gave the song a listen and I have a few questions for you. We would like to know what he's talking about. What are the lyrics of the song? What's going on here?
So he says he feels cold when he thinks about her day and night. He says he doesn't know the reason, but he really gets scared and anxious. He couldn't sleep or eat. He looks like he's sick. His head is in the clouds most of the time. He's not always present. He's becoming distant from his people. He also tells her to hold on, to persevere, to remember what they talked about. It doesn't matter how long it takes, that we will have to endure because tomorrow is very near.
It's a love song.
It's a very typical love song.
And what's your relationship with the song like? Why did you choose this song? Why did you bring it to the radio station?
To be honest, Abraham Afwerki is one of the greatest singers of Eritrea, but his life was short. So we have a lot of memories with his song. Me, as a kid, when I was growing up, he released the song in 2006. But I wasn't able to comprehend the song at that time because I was a little girl, and when I grew up, that was where I was fully understanding the meanings of the lyrics, his songs, his melody, and everything. My roommates had the lyrics printed out; they would sing it. So that's where I was introduced to his songs. So my personal experience with him is like it's the memories I have with the girls. It's the situation I had in Sawa.
It's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
What is Sawa? What can you tell us about? Is it like it's a district or city in Eritrea?
Yeah, it's a place where we go to do our matriculation and military service.
Military service?
Yeah. So it's once we finish the 11th grade, we go to Sawa to complete our 12th grade schooling, the matriculation exams, and the military service.
Yeah, so during high school.
Yeah, after high school.
And the girls back then at your dorm, or they used to listen to the song?
Yeah, they listened to the song. They had the lyrics and everything they knew about him. So we would use it to boost ourselves up while we're running. It was like we used to call that moral. While we were running, we used to sing his songs. That's how I came to know about him.
And what can you tell us about the city, about the vibe there?
The vibe is a little bit different from most of the cities in Eritrea because it's a little hotter than most. You usually get to study, sleep, eat for the educational season, and for the military season, you get to eat, sleep, and do the military practice.
And how long? I'm curious, considering the background you have with the song, like what emotions does it spark in you, or any sensations? How do you feel when you listen to it and you are recalling that time and military service, a whole year of a lot of effort and hard work under such harsh environment and the sun and
So initially, it's an overwhelming feeling that you get. Because, you know, you get to miss the girls, you get to miss the life. And then once you get to understand the lyrics, you get the gist of how you persevered, how the life with your friends, the songs made you feel, how it made you feel courageous. So that's...
Considering that tough phase and what you've been going through while listening to this song... Are there any specific sensations you can share with us? We know, like, as humans, we can have very specific reactions to the music we love, to songs, though. What can you relate with when you are listening to this? What does it, like, spark in your body as mm-hmm. sensation?
So now that I listen to it, it takes me back to the streets I grew up in. You know, Asmara is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and it has a typical Italian culture in it.
Why?
Yeah, so... when I listen to the song now, it takes me back to the streets that I grew up in, the pastry, the cafes, the bars, everything. There's the street we have, we call it Liberation Avenue. Mm-hmm. After 6 or 5, everyone's out of work. We take a walk and then you get to meet your friends. After the walk, you get to go to a cafe, have a cake and a coffee or a cappuccino or macchiato or even a dinner if you can afford it sometimes, you know? So when I listen to the song, it takes me back to the smell of the coffee, the smell of the pastry, even the cool breeze of the city. The city is located up 2,400 meters above sea level. So sometimes it could be cold. Yeah, it even reminds me of the cool breeze of the autumn seasons. Yeah. This is the sensation.
Is Eritrea a place rich in mountains?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Do you experience snow there? I'm just curious.
No snow. But Asmara, the capital city, is called the city beyond the clouds.
Wait.
Yeah. You know, the Italians, they arrived through the port, through the sea, through the Red Sea. So they found a city like Asmara. They basically built the city, but the natives there, they were hidden in the cloud. They were traveling down and they found the city hidden in the clouds. So they called it the city beyond the clouds. Yeah. No snow, but it could be a little bit chilly. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you so much for sharing this. All right, dear listeners, thank you so much for joining us today with a song from Eritrea. And stay tuned until next time.
Folk in Tune, a youth discussion.